Get ready to join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829-623-1889 or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to the radio program Focus on God's Word. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Pastor Anthony Clark, and I thank God for this opportunity and privilege whereby we can enter into your homes, your cars, wherever you're picking up this program today and share with you the living Word of God. Just before we get into the ministry of the Word, I just want to take time off and share some basic information with you about ourselves. I am Pastor Anthony Clark, the pastor of Focus on God's Word Ministries, and we are located at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Yes, I said it right, 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. We are no longer at our temporary location, which was the Radisson Hotel. We are now back in our original place at 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. And our services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We will start back all the other services as time go along, but our services are every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we are back at our original place. There's ample car park. We really fix up the place really nice and so forth after the fire. And we thank God for His goodness and His grace. We are back there. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a joy to be back home. So do connect with us. Call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. And someone would be there to give you more information about the ministry. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web. Go to fogwm.org. fogwm.org and connect with us. We want to connect with you. Amen. Now, we want to get into the lesson we have been studying. We have been studying the subject, and it's a question: am I exercising real faith? It's taken from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7, where Paul says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." What Paul's mean is this: you can't do the both. You cannot do the both. You cannot be walking by faith and also walking by sight. No. And you cannot be walking by sight and also walking by faith. No, you can't do the both. It's either you're walking by faith or you're walking by sight. So when Paul says, "For we walk by faith," he means if you're walking by faith, you're not walking by sight. And if you're walking by sight, it means you're not walking by faith. But here comes the question: how will I know if I'm exercising real faith? How will I know if I'm really walking by faith or I'm walking by sight? Well, to answer that, we've dealt with the first subject, which indicates that there are two kinds of truth. One is called revelation truth. The other is called sense knowledge truth. When I walk in sense knowledge truth, I'm walking by sight. When I walk in revelation truth, I am walking by faith. We establish also there are two kinds of faith. There is the Thomas kind of faith, and there's the Abraham kind of faith. If I am walking and living by the Thomas kind of faith, I am walking and living by sight. If I'm walking and living by the Abraham kind of faith, then I am walking by faith. I am not walking by sight. So now let's step into point number three, which is there are two kinds of unbelief. And if I'm walking in any of these two, I am not walking by faith. I am walking by sight. So there are two kinds of unbelief. And let's begin to delve into it. Number one, if you're writing, there is unbelief based on a lack of knowledge. So two kinds of unbelief. One is primarily based on a lack of knowledge. Then there's a second kind of unbelief, and this is unbelief based on unpersuadableness. Now, that's not a word. That is something I come up with. unbelief based on not being persuaded. Okay, that is much better. Unbelief based on not being persuaded. Amen. Okay, so we're going to examine what are the difference between these two. But whether you're operating in unbelief based on a lack of knowledge, or you're operating in unbelief based upon not being persuaded, both of them will keep you walking by sight and not by faith. So let's begin to talk about unbelief based on a lack of knowledge. Now, I don't have this portion of scripture in my notes, but it came up. I don't know why I didn't use it, but we can use it. Look at Acts 19, verse 1. And we start at verse 1 and continue. Acts 19, verse 1. Now, in Acts 19, verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit." And that's where I want to stop. Paul asks the question, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? They responded, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. Now, here's the question to this. Were they in unbelief, or were they in non-belief? There's a big difference between the two. See, we are dealing with unbelief based on a lack of knowledge. So my question to this statement by these certain disciples, they said, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. So my question, based on all of this, is this. Were they, as a group, in unbelief, or were they in non-belief? I submit to you, they were not in unbelief. They were in non-belief. N-O-N, belief, not U-N, belief. Non-belief. Why? There is a dimension of unbelief that has within it non-belief. I will explain. They were born again. Paul knew that once you're born again, you are a candidate for the baptism with the Spirit. You see, even though you are born again, there's a next work of the Spirit of God that needs to take place in your life, and it's called the baptism with the Spirit. It is a separate experience to the born-again experience, but it is just as spiritual as the born-again experience. The born-again experience is a spiritual experience, and the baptism with the Spirit, speaking with tongues, is a spiritual experience. Now, that has a physical phenomena that goes along with it, but by and large, it's a spiritual experience. And Paul was telling them, listen, seeing that you were born again, you need to be filled with the Spirit. And they said to Paul, we have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. So because they lack knowledge about the person and work of the Holy Spirit, they were functioning in non-belief, which can also be a part of unbelief. But they were more in non-belief than they were in unbelief. They were in non-belief in that they lack knowledge. They lack knowledge. And I dare say that many times we do not walk in faith, and we walk in sight, by sight, which is not walking by faith. And it is simply caused by non-belief. We lack knowledge. Listen, Hosea 4 verse 6 says this, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Listen to what it did not say. It did not say my people are destroyed because of Satan. It did not say my people are destroyed because of lack of prayer. It didn't say my people are destroyed for lack of fasting. It didn't say my people are destroyed for lack of giving. But it did say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now watch, continue to read. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now, he's speaking primarily to the children of Israel, but there's a principle here that I'm pulling out, and the principle is, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'll never forget it. Never, never forget it. Years ago, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he said, the number one key to divine healing is a renewed mind. What brings about a renewed mind? Information. What keeps your mind unrenewed? Lack of information. So knowledge renews the mind. Lack of knowledge doesn't renew the mind. So when he said that to me, I said, yeah, I hear you, Lord. I hear you. People are not receiving healing, not because they lack faith, but they lack information. And as I said that, I could also mention that going back into our present location, there are two new services I'm going to be launching. One is a midday Bible study in the Barataria area, and the second would be healing school, and the both would be run midday, one from 11:30 to 1. Let's talk about healing school a bit. What's the purpose of that? To teach people, because the number one key to healing is a renewed mind. You don't have to die with your sickness and disease. You don't have to live with your sickness and disease. If you gain information about your new covenant and the rights you have in your new covenant, and you gain information about how to walk by faith and not by sight, and you gain information on how to trust in the Lord with all your heart, you gain information from the Bible, and it renews your mind. You can overcome cancer, you can overcome diabetes, you can overcome glaucoma, you can overcome heart disease. It doesn't matter the sickness or disease, you can overcome it. Why? Because you will have information from God's word on how to receive it. See, and you're calling it healing school, yes, because it's a school that teaches people God's word, enabling them to believe God's word for the things that they want change in their physical body. It will also be a school that would teach people how to minister to the sick, because as believers, you need to know how to minister to the sick. You know, I was telling somebody the other day, look how I gone, but let me flow. I was telling someone who the other day, he was telling me about a condition he has of his son and so forth. And I said, how long? And he said, 10 years now, the child is sick. And I asked the question. I said, well, if it's 10 years now and you have laid hands on that child and many others have laid hands on that child and you are not seeing any results, that would affect you, you know. And it will not affect you positively. It will affect you negatively. You will question the things of God, because Mark 16:18 says they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And if you're doing that for 10 years and there are no results, it means something is wrong. Nothing is wrong with laying on our hands, but something is wrong in addition to what we should do in reference to laying on our hands. And I hope you understand what I'm saying. The law works. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But if hands are being laid on you and you're not recovering, don't question the laying on our hands. Question what you need to do in addition to the laying on our hands, or question what you're not doing in addition to laying on our hands. And many times the problem is not what we are doing, is a lack of information about what we are doing. Sometimes you have to tweak your belief system a bit in order for it to produce the results you want. Huh? I hope you're hearing me. Sometimes, you know, we were believing along a certain line for the last 10 years. And if we just get that belief system tweaked a bit, just readjusted a bit, you know, it will produce the results. But sometimes that's one of the hardest things to do, because sometimes the belief system is formed by tradition. Mark, I think it's 7:13 or 13:7 says, the tradition of men have made the word of God of none effect. So sometimes tradition helps form the belief system we have, and that tradition keeps us in a mess. And I, you know, let me just drop one on you. For example, there is a difference between faith and hope. Okay? And traditionally, if you ask people, will you be healed? They say, I hope so. And I normally tell people, if you're hoping to be healed, you are not in faith. And they watch me like, what you saying? Listen, 1 Corinthians, I think it's 13 or 12, one of them, verse 31 or the last verse, it says, now, I think it's 13, it says, now abideth faith, hope, love. Why did it separate the three of them if they are not the same? The reason why Paul separate them is because they are not the same. Faith is not hope. Hope is not faith. Hope is not love. Love is not hope. Hope is a separate spiritual entity. Faith is a separate spiritual entity. Love is a separate spiritual entity. Now, they can all work together, and sometimes they do, but they are still separate entities. You understand where I'm coming from? Amen? So, because they are separate entities, sometimes to understand it, you have to separate it. So, I normally tell people, you listen, faith is not hope. Hope is not faith. So when you tell me you hope so, doesn't necessarily mean that you believe so. Eh? It literally means that you hope so. So you're playing Russian roulette right now. You're not sure it's going to work. So you said you hope so. Well, what's the cure to all these things? Information. Let me see if I could find it. Because I want you to see some ching here. Let me look at Mark. I think it's Mark chapter 6. I'm using the New King James, right? And I'm going to read from Mark 6, verse 1. So I want to show you that you can lack information based on, you can operate in unbelief based on a lack of knowledge, which we will call non-belief, all right? It says, verse 1, Mark 6, then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogues. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hand? Verse 3, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? Okay, there's a next lesson. Jesus had siblings. We're not teaching on that. So they were offended at him. But look at Jesus' response in verse 4. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Verse 5. Now he could, referring to Jesus, do no mighty works there. Now watch this. Now he could do no mighty works there. Listen carefully. It did not say no, he would not. It says, no, he could not. Now, I want you to meditate on that. Eh? This is the Son of God. Eh? This is God in all his power. And there is something he couldn't do. The verse didn't start off saying by no, he would not. The verse started off by saying, no, he could not. What he could not do? Mighty works there. Now, it didn't say he couldn't do work. It says he couldn't do mighty work. Except he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Watch verse 6. And he marveled because of their unbelief. But how did he cure it? Continue to read verse 6. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. So he understood that some of them, their non-belief, which caused the unbelief, was because of a lack of knowledge. So to cure that, he went round about the area teaching. I heard one man of God said it like this. He said whenever he had healing services, it would be from 3 weeks to 6 weeks. He said, and he will do two services a day, one in the morning, one in the night, and only pray for the sick twice a week, on a Tuesday and a Friday. He said, but he will normally tell people who are in dire straits and need healing, come to the morning sessions. Don't fight up to come in the line for healing on the Tuesday and the Friday. Come to the morning sessions. And when you come to the morning sessions, come with your Bible, come with your copybook, come with a pen, take notes, listen to what I teach, pay attention to God's word. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Why did he do it like that? Because he understood that in order to remove non-belief, which is causing unbelief, he had to have them educated in the things of God. You see, faith does not work where the will of God is not known. So he has to make sure that the will of God is known, understood, and established. So he began teaching. He said, and some people will come in the line. He said, no. You need to come to the morning services. You don't need me to lay hands on you now. You will not receive your healing. You would leave here upset with me, upset with God, and upset with yourself and become discouraged. So please, I'm not going to pray for you. You're not ready to receive. You're in hope and not in faith. Come to the morning sessions. And he said, people will come to those morning sessions. Come to those morning sessions. And then by the Tuesday night, they pop in. He said, I've been in 10 of your morning sessions. You go ahead, lay hands on me. I'm ready to receive. And he said, many times on them, before he even touched them, they pelt out from under him, hit the ground, get up, heal, and so forth. But he said, you know the interesting thing? He will have to teach like that 3 to 4 weeks. To see signs and wonders in the next 2 weeks. And I understand. I do Holy Ghost meetings. And sometimes to go into a church to get people filled, I have to be in there 3 straight nights teaching before I could start to lay hands on people. Why? Because there is non-belief. And the non-belief is causing the unbelief. Are you getting me? Watch this. Romans 10 verse 17. It's a spiritual law. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing. Well, if faith comes, it has to be coming from somewhere. So where is it coming from? God's word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to what this verse didn't say. It didn't say, so then faith cometh by having heard. It said, faith cometh by hearing, not having heard. So faith don't come by what I have heard. Faith comes when I hear. So if that is true, that gave me strength as a pastor to preach over lessons. I purposely go through certain lessons. There's one Bible lesson I teach every year. Every Carnival Sunday I teach that lesson. I teach it every year. There are some Bible lessons. I will go back to my curriculum and I said, okay, I taught this 5 years ago. I need to go over this series again. I may either do it on a Friday night or I might take it back on a Sunday. Why? Because, and sometimes when I'm teaching it the second time, people say, Pastor, this thing real good. And I said, but I taught this 5 years ago. Why? Because I got new people coming who need to hear it. And the ones who heard it before need a refresher course. You understand me? I don't know how preachers could spend hours preaching, studying, put together a sermon. And when you finish preaching, rip up the page and throw it away. After all that hard work? Nah, man. Some different strokes, different folks. But I really don't understand that. Because so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And while on that, let me say this, because sometimes I hear preachers say, you know, you mustn't read somebody else's stuff and meditate on it and preach it. Well, then don't read the Bible and meditate on it and preach it, because everything we're preaching from is Paul write it. Knock, knock. Anybody home? Yep, they're all Paul's sermons. Anything Jesus said, don't preach it because it's Jesus' sermon. No. Don't go to school. They mustn't use English books and math books because that's somebody information. The Ministry of Education must come up with their own thing. That is an asinine way of thinking. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have to understand that the word of God is giving you fresh revelation. Fresh revelation. Fresh revelation. It does not get stale. I have people on my MP3 player that I listen to who died and went on to be in heaven 14, 15 years ago. Ton loads of sermon. You feel I don't learn something from it to share? Oh, yes, I do. Truth never become stale. So you have to be careful with non-belief. It is a facet of unbelief. You got to be very, very, very careful with that. You have to be very, very careful with that. It is a facet of unbelief. Be careful. So if you are in non-belief, automatically it simply means you are in unbelief, okay? And this is not unbelief based on not being persuaded. That's, I'll deal with that in the next lesson. This is unbelief based on lack of information. You cannot have faith for what you do not know. Let me just take a 30 seconds and say something here. I was chatting with a pastor and something he was telling me, and I said, listen, if you want your finances to grow in your church, you will have to preach and teach on finance and ignore what people are going to say. Faith cometh by hearing. If you don't build people faith for giving, you don't build people faith for receiving, your finances will not grow. You have to teach on it. I mean, take some Sundays, the beginning of the year, and teach on it. Take some Sundays, the ending of the year, and teach on it. So at least you know your people heard four messages or two messages on what finance has to do, what the Bible say on finance, so that they have some faith that comes to them from that. Again, I have to stop and pass to Anthony Clark. This is really, really, really going good. We want you to check us out. Go on the World Wide Web. Check us out at fogwm.org. Remember now, we are back at our present, at our previous, our right location, 159 Eastern Main Road in Barataria. Services are every Sunday morning. Come and check us out. If you enjoy this, it will be a blessing to be in a live service. You have some needs and you want someone to pray with you and pray for you, call us at any of these two numbers, 623-1889 or 746-0829. And someone will be there to connect with you. So if you have, you want somebody to come into agreement, you want somebody to pray for you to be healed, you want somebody to pray with you to be filled, you want somebody to pray with you to be saved, call us at 623-1889 or 746-0829. Someone will be there to connect with you. It has certainly been a joy sharing God's word with you. Be with you next time. Stay blessed. Stay strong.
Join Pastor Anthony Clark every Saturday from 8:30 p.m. for 30 minutes of life-changing, spirit-inspired teaching from the Word of God.
Focus on God's Word Ministry is designed to teach you the Word of God, enabling you to live better with God, yourself, and others. Focus is located at 159 Eastern Main Road, Barataria. For prayer, please call 746-0829, 623-1889, or 674-0737. For the secret to a healthy soul is a renewed mind. Stay focused.